This weekend, the Broad Art Museum on the MSU campus has a new six-month-long exhibit opening. The curator of this eastward-looking project stopped by WKAR to discuss his vision. Current State's fine arts reporter Jamie Paisley has more.
Back in 2012, Dr. Wang Chun-Chen became the first China-based curator ever hired at an American art museum, and that museum is the Eli and Edith Broad Art Museum in East Lansing. Chun-Chen, as he prefers to be called, has returned to the Broad with a new exhibit opening this weekend called Fire Within, A New Generation of Chinese Women Artists. It will run through mid-February of 2017. In speaking with Chun-Chen, originally I assumed he defines that the contemporary era of this new generation to be since Mao Zedong's so-called Great Leap Forward, with its radical modernization of industry still being felt in China. However, he views contemporary as jumping well ahead of those 1950s and 60s.
I define contemporary art in China, including women artists, because they are quite different from before. There are several branches or styles of art in China. One is a very traditional ones, one is very officially, and one is very independent by the artists. When you look at the contemporary art in China, you could tell them from the traditional one, from the official ones. It's very distinguishing, and people can judge that from the appearance and the idea hidden behind all this art, because contemporarily often means today or present.
Yeah.
So we just want to say the new one, the individual one, and also very creative one can be defined as a contemporary.
Chun-Chen explains that previously, as art education came to China, well, it was focused mainly on realism, landscape painting as proper expression. That view has been changing over the past 30 years or so.
So now in China, the young generation, they try to, one of the main ideas is they just want to be more unique, more creative. So that is why they try to just say, I want to be a real artist, so I should find or make my own styles. So even for this exhibition in Broad Art Museum, we can find that they just look for special material. They find some, even some stories just linked to their own life. No other person can feel if they don't read their stories.
An example of this intensely personal storytelling featured in the Broad Museum's Fire Within is artist Hu Jiayi.
You know, she traveled to Japan for her study. She grew up in Japan. After several years, she returned to China. Then she studied in China. So she got a lot of different cultures, including Japanese one and the Chinese one. So she had a different experience as her parents. So that is why she can take the photos about her girlfriend when she pregnant. You know, such a kind of photography or expression you couldn't imagine before. People didn't dare to take the pregnant women as the works. So the young generation of Chinese women artists, they are very courageous, very bold. Sometimes still, some of them very conservative or still keep their own traditional life instinct. Before 1979, you couldn't teach any modern art from the Western European, it means Western art. So the artists today in this exhibition usually grew up during the 1980s and 1990s. That period is just the opening up to the world, I mean to the Western, especially to the Western countries, not only about the ideologically knowledge, you know.
Fire Within, A New Generation of Chinese Women Artists is the exhibit opening this weekend and is jointly organized by the Central Academy of Fine Arts in Beijing, as well as the Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University. Dr. Wang Chun-Chen is heading up this new exhibit, though his relationship with the Broad extends back to its opening.
You know, I was invited as adjunct curator in 2012 by the previous the founding director, Michael Rush. So I respect him very well. Of course, for me, I like to introduce more Chinese new art to American audience. The first one is called Future Returns, which was held in 2 years ago. So this year, just in the same galleries on the second floor, I know this is a big floor and with three different rooms. I want to include my exhibition into three sections. The first one is confront traditions. It's kind of like confronting, because even the young generation of Chinese, including women artists, want to look for their own methods of special art. But still, they are not satisfied with what they have learned or taught. So that is why confronting traditions. You can find the conflicts among Chinese tradition or traditional cultures.
Alongside the section titled Confronting Tradition, the next step Chun Shan explores with the Chinese women artists is the shifting identities.
What is the real Chinese identity? From their own works, you can find that such a mixture. On the one side, they are very international or very open. Or on the other side, they are struggling for their own feeling, sometimes for women. Because women in Chinese term is sometimes a political term, sometimes it's just an individual term. Sometimes it's a very contradictory definition to be given to the women.
Yeah,
because it's not easy. Today, women lives in China or living in China becomes more self-independent. But still sometimes socially not well treated. For example, if they look for a job, if they are women, then maybe sometimes they don't treat them equality.
And just as the section Chun Shan calls Shifting Identities begins to deal with issues of gender for these women artists, the third and final portion, Body as Sight, of the Broad's new exhibit Fire Within, continues along that path.
It is called the Body as a Sight. It means it is a focus. Include everything, tradition, identity, culture, even body itself. Because this term or this theme is strongly linked to contemporary art. Traditionally in China, body, the person's body, is not highly regarded as a wonderful art expressions. But now, body becomes more important. Maybe this is if you take your body as very important, even as your own self, because we often say traditionally in Chinese culture, body doesn't belong to your own self because it is socially constructed. For example, in your painting or in your works, you cannot, in nude, you must put the clothes on their own body. Because you know in the past century, if the models, but that is become a controversy. They said this is so terrible, it's not moral. If you look at the person in nudity, something like that. So body has become a very important topic. And people like to say body is myself. I can take my body as my own property, my own expressions. It belongs to me. No other person can control it. It's interesting. That is why body has become very important for contemporary artists, including women artists. Even they don't do it so boldly, so explicitly. It means it's not so clearly. It's not so open. It's not so rude or so aggressive for the people's visuality. But still, the body as a kind of meaning is strongly expressed in their own works.
For Chun Shan and the new Broad exhibit opening this weekend, Fire Within, it is that pivot for the new generation which takes center stage.
All the young generation of artists, they got the modern education, not the traditional, you know, Chinese education. So they learned a lot of new knowledge, especially about art. Because in our curriculum, you know, a lot of Western or European art, or including art history, are taught to students. Also China, you know, maybe more than 100 years ago, they brought the education system into China, including art. because traditionally we don't take realism as very important. They just suggest expressionism. Because I know this term is very difficult to be understood as a Chinese ones. But for example, why Chinese people look like the landscape painting in China is called a sanshui hua, or maybe the flower and the birds painting, because they think that kind of thing is a real art for people to feel, to enjoy, not just to understand this, you know, real world. So that is why after generation, just repeat the models. But for the Western art history, they like to see one new model replaced the older one, especially the modernist art.
You can see that new wave of Chinese women artists this weekend at the Broad Art Museum in East Lansing, Fire Within, as curated by Dr. Wang Chunchen. More information can be found online at broadmuseum.msu.edu. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.